Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
New Querétaro office marks Redwood's next phase in cross-border supply chain strategy. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have opened a new office in Querétaro, Bajío, Mexico, marking a significant milestone in their cross-border supply chain strategy. The location strategically places Redwood near major automotive OEMs and other manufacturers, enhancing service capabilities. With plans to grow to 100 employees within 3 years, this expansion demonstrates Redwood's commitment to Mexico's role as a global manufacturing hub. The new office will house all business divisions, providing integrated supply chain solutions and real-time visibility. This move reflects Redwood's focus on supporting nearshoring efforts and strengthening cross-border supply chains, positioning them as a key player in the region's logistics landscape. Biomed news breaks. Why HeartBeam Inc. NASDAQ beat is one to watch. HeartBeam, a medical technology company traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, is developing an innovative solution for at-home detection and monitoring of cardiac conditions. Their goal is to revolutionize cardiac care by enabling early detection, proactive monitoring, and informed clinical decisions outside of traditional medical settings. With a patented approach that offers accuracy comparable to conventional 12-lead ECGs for arrhythmia detection, HeartBeam is also paving the way for future capabilities in ischemia detection, AI-assisted analysis, and longitudinal cardiac trend tracking. As the company gears up for commercialization, it is implementing a multi-phase go-to-market strategy starting with a U.S. rollout and a focus on high-margin, recurring revenue streams. To learn more about HeartBeam and their groundbreaking technology, visit their website at www.heartbeam.com. Morgan Stanley downgrades Ciena on margin pressures, cites limited near-term EPS upside. Ciena Corp., a leading provider of optical networking equipment, was downgraded by Morgan Stanley to underweight from equal weight due to margin pressures and limited near-term earnings upside. The investment bank cited persistent margin compression and the company's focus on lower-margin pluggable optical modules impacting profitability. While revenue forecasts are climbing, EPS estimates have decreased. Ciena shares slipped about 1% in midday trading Tuesday. The company's pivot into high-speed optical interconnects, particularly pluggables, may be dilutive to earnings in the short term. In contrast, Morgan Stanley raised price targets on Corning Inc., Coherent Corp., and Lumentum Holdings, reflecting optimism around optical infrastructure. Margin pressure at Ciena highlights the challenge of balancing strategic positioning in next-generation networks with profitability amid intensifying competition. Emergen appoints Jamie Rule as Chief Revenue Officer. Emergen, a global leader dedicated to improving the way people and companies work forever, has appointed Jamie Rule as its Chief Revenue Officer, CRO. This strategic move underscores Emergen's commitment to accelerating global growth, expanding solutions into emerging markets, and reinforcing its value, flow, quality, VFQ philosophy. As CRO, Rule will champion alignment across go-to-market functions, delivering substantial value to organizations. With over 15 years of experience, Rule's leadership will drive Emergen's strategic growth globally, focusing on introducing transformative ways of working to key industries. This appointment enhances Emergen's ability to help clients build their own capabilities and own their transformation, rather than fostering dependency on external consultants. Q&A with Saad Alam, founder of Hone Health. Saad Alam, the co-founder and CEO of Hone Health, is on a mission to redefine primary care with a focus on longevity. By utilizing real diagnostics and physician-guided care, Hone Health empowers individuals to take control of their health span. Alam's personal health journey inspired the creation of Hone, aiming to provide accessible, proactive care for aging men and women. Hone challenges the current healthcare system by focusing on preventative care through at-home diagnostics and personalized continuous care. Alam believes that in the next decade, health span medicine will replace primary care, and Hone is positioning itself at the forefront of this evolution by creating a scalable model for preventive, AI-augmented, physician-led care. Stay tuned for Saad Alam's upcoming video series, offering a behind-the-scenes look at his journey as a CEO and founder, integrating health optimization into his daily life. Investor news breaks. SKOIX Platforms Corp. Nasdaq announces global sales deal with Parrot Uncle for smart ceiling fan heater launch. SKOIX Platforms Corp., a smart home technology innovator, has announced a global sales and marketing collaboration with Parrot Uncle, a leading ceiling fan manufacturer, to promote SKOIX's all-in-one smart ceiling fan with a built-in heater. SKOIX will launch two product versions in 6 to 8 color options in Q3 2025, targeting residential and commercial markets. This product is seen as a key driver towards achieving cash flow positive operations and expanding in the fan and heater market. With over 97 U.S. and global patents, SKOIX focuses on high-quality, easy-to-use technologies for enhanced safety and lifestyle in homes and buildings. For more information, visit skyplug.com. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYS American, CLDI, featured an editorial highlighting breakthrough genetic medicine platform, Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., trading on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, has been featured in a recent editorial by Tiny Gems Breaks. The editorial highlights Kaliti's precision genetic medicine platform, which targets both primary and metastatic cancer tumors using engineered viruses. With global cancer diagnoses expected to reach 35 million annually by 2050, Kaliti's approach represents a potential breakthrough in addressing critical unmet needs. The company's platform aims to deliver potent genetic therapies directly to cancer sites, offering a novel and potentially disruptive solution in the fight against cancer. Kaliti Biotherapeutics is a clinical stage immuno-oncology company with proprietary technology designed to arm the immune system to fight cancer. For more information, visit www.kalitibio.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Limited, NANTM, submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma, NAFNTM, has submitted its multiple sclerosis drug candidate, LUCID-21-302, to the UK's ILAP Passport program. LUCID-MS targets demyelination in MS and aims to accelerate access to innovative treatments. The submission aligns with Quantum's global strategy to advance clinical development and patient access through regulatory pathways. LUCID-MS is a first-in-class therapy designed to address the underlying mechanism of multiple sclerosis. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom. AI News Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTC, BSAI, secures 9.3 megawatt power and land for flagship Utah data center. Blue Sky AI Inc. secured 9.3 megawatts of power and land for its flagship Utah data center. The company acquired its first operational site in central Utah with 9.3 megawatts of grid-connected power through an agreement with Digital Asset Management, LLC. In exchange for exclusive power rights, Blue Sky AI issued 20 million shares of restricted stock. Additionally, a ground lease was signed with Wild Mustang Ventures, LLC, for 51.6 acres, with an option to purchase. These agreements position Blue Sky AI to launch and scale its data center project with long-term power stability and operational control, aiming to address the global AI supply shortage with innovative solutions.
Investor News Breaks 51 Labs, Inc., OTC Corp., and UAV Corp., launches bold AI-driven strategy to reach $50 million valuation and target NASDAQ uplisting. 51 Labs, Inc., and UAV have launched a strategic game plan to achieve a $50 million valuation and uplist to the OTCQ by Q1 2026, with plans for a NASDAQ capital market listing. FITI, backed by a $350,000 insider investment, is advancing 51 AI Labs LLC with a $1 million R&D initiative to discover repurposed treatments by May 2026. the company will launch a digital platform by July 31, 2025, pursue biotech acquisitions, and host a Q3 2025 shareholder event. With a leadership team including Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski and NFL veteran Brandon Spikes, Fitty aims to disrupt the functional medicine market and expand into personalized AI-powered healthcare solutions.
Tesla sales in the UK record a YOY improvement in June. Tesla's sales in the UK saw a year-over-year improvement in June, with the company selling 7,719 cars, a 14% increase from the previous year. Another report by New Automotive indicated a higher figure of 7,891 units, though variations in reporting methods may explain the discrepancy. While Tesla's growth in June is a positive sign, challenges persist, including rising competition and the need for better charging support. As the EV race in the UK gains momentum, companies like Rivian Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, eyeing the international market, face a tough road ahead.
Neuralbase provides update on BMP AI platform development and targeted Q4 2025 feature releases. Neuralbase AI Limited, operating as BMP AI, provided an update on its BMP AI platform development, highlighting key features set for release in Q4 2025. The platform is designed for regulated industries like healthcare and finance, offering secure AI assistance for document workflows. New modules include an explainability overlay, multi-chatbot orchestration, and compliance-pack deployment options. The company aims to enhance search accuracy, streamline compliance, and expand administrative capabilities. CEO Vignesh Dobal emphasized the platform's focus on compliance, explainability, and document-grounded intelligence. Phased availability of these features is expected in Q4 2025 as part of the product roadmap. Neuralbase AI is also engaging in global AI forums and will participate in the Global AI Show Abu Dhabi in December 2025.
RegScale appoints Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. RegScale, the leading provider of continuous controls monitoring, has promoted Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. A U.S. Navy veteran and cybersecurity leader, Hoke has been instrumental in building the company's security foundation and guiding it through rapid growth. Under his leadership, RegScale achieved critical certifications including SOC 2 Type 2, FedRAMP High, and C-STAR. As CISO, Hoke will lead all aspects of RegScale's cybersecurity strategy, risk management, compliance, and resilience efforts. His expertise in global security transformations, SOC leadership, cloud technologies, and embedding security into the DevSecOps lifecycle will continue to drive innovation and business growth at RegScale.
Brahani Engineers strengthens digital transformation journey to drive growth and sustainability. Brahani Engineers is advancing its digital transformation journey to maintain leadership and uphold core values. The company aims to improve operations, enhance customer experience, drive innovation, boost agility, and sustain a strong market position. By embracing new technologies, Brahani Engineers simplifies processes, reduces costs, and delivers greater value to clients. Automation and efficiency remain a focus, cutting costs and improving productivity. The company also prioritizes enhancing customer experience, boosting agility, data-driven decision-making, driving revenue growth, strengthening security and compliance, and promoting sustainability. Brahani Engineers is committed to delivering innovative, reliable, and future-ready engineering solutions while contributing to a greener, more sustainable future. Arc Clean Technology achieves major milestone with completion of Canadian regulatory design review for Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. Arc Clean Technology has achieved a major milestone with the completion of Phase 2 of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission vendor design review for its Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. The CNSC concluded that no fundamental barriers to licensing have been identified, marking a pivotal step toward commercial deployment. The Arc 100 is a 100 MW sodium-cooled fast neutron reactor designed for electricity production and industrial heat applications. This milestone reflects ARC's dedication to meeting Canada's nuclear regulatory standards. The successful review by the CNSC gives global credibility to ARC's technology, setting them apart as a leader in advanced small modular reactor technologies. With the completion of this review, ARC is well positioned to proceed with licensing and deployment, contributing to Canada's leadership in clean energy and advanced nuclear technology.
NanoGraph appoints Thomas Redd as Chief Executive Officer. NanoGraph, the largest silicon oxide anode material producer in the United States, has appointed Thomas Redd as Chief Executive Officer. Dr. Francis Wong will remain as a technical advisor. Redd's role marks NanoGraph's shift to full commercial execution, expanding into new markets, and overseeing production at their Chicago facilities. Redd brings 25 leadership in clean technology. NanoGraph has achieved significant milestones, including ranking on Time's top 250 green tech companies list and launching Onyx, a silicon anode material improving battery performance. They have also secured funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and partnered with Thales Defense and Security, Inc. to enhance military communications. Redd's appointment signifies NanoGraph's commitment to growth and innovation in the battery technology sector. Fluke Corporation names Parker Burke Group President to lead Connected Reliability Vision. Fluke Corporation has appointed Parker Burke as President and Group President of Fortive's Connected Reliability Group. With 15 years of leadership experience, Parker will lead Fluke and Fluke Reliability in delivering technology and services to help customers reduce downtime, increase safety, and unlock operational resilience. As the new leader, Parker aims to guide Fluke in extending its global leadership in professional instrumentation and reliability solutions. With a focus on equipping customers with predictive operations tools and insights, Parker will continue to scale AI-driven solutions and connected workflows. His background in global industrial and technology markets, along with a strong track record of growth and people-first leadership, makes him the right fit for this role. Parker holds a bachelor's degree in engineering from the United States Naval Academy and a Master of Business Administration from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. For more information, visit the Fluke website.
Q&A with Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL. Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL, left aerospace engineering and government contracting to focus on climate intelligence. SkyTL transforms disaster response by fusing live data from satellites, drones, sensors, and responders into real-time intelligence. The platform provides dynamic risk forecasts and actionable insights during emergencies. By integrating diverse data sources, SkyTL bridges the gap between data and usable intelligence. Decision makers can issue evacuations and manage resources without technical expertise. The system adapts to changing conditions, accounting for factors like vegetation growth and wildfire movement. Early results show significant impact in fire prevention, response, and retrospective analysis. Partnerships with NASA, NOAA, and the U.S. Air Force have shaped SkyTL's growth and product development. The goal is to democratize access to disaster intelligence, empowering communities to make informed decisions and prevent catastrophes. SkyTL envisions a future where every community has access to real-time intelligence for proactive disaster response.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.